And we welcome in right now to ESPN Wisconsin. He is the voice of the Chicago White Sox on our sister station, ESPN 1000, down there in Chicago. He is Len Casper, but of course, Len, with roots right here in the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee. Len, thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for asking. It's obviously a very sad day, not only in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but really the world, and definitely the baseball world. Mr. Baseball could not have been a more appropriate moniker for Bob, and he'll be with us in spirit forever, but today's a very sad day.
Len, I want to go back to when you first got the job with the Brewers, and I don't know if your initiation was at Don and Charlie's like many's were, but that first dinner or breakfast, whatever it happened to have been with Bob, can you take us back to those days and what it was like kind of getting the stamp of approval from Bob that you would be joining the broadcast team?
Well, Bob was bigger than life in so many ways. And when I was just a young punk back in the mid-90s, it was certainly an intimidating aura, but Bob made me feel very comfortable really from day one. Pat Hughes as well, they were the radio tandem when I started in Milwaukee. Nobody made me laugh harder than Bob on the air and certainly off the air. I actually texted Kent Sommerfeld earlier today and I said, and I was serious, I said, you got to get that cough button to Cooperstown because it never failed, Bob. And people who knew Bob well remember there were alternate broadcasts. One was on the air and the other was off the air, depending on who happened to be in the booth at that time. And, you know, just behind the scenes, a couple of things stand out. When I went to Florida and was doing Marlins games on television, my wife and son were at the ballpark, and at the time, our son was 2, and they walked into the Brewers radio booth, and Bob handed my son a $10 bill, and I think Leo, my son, was looking at it like, am I supposed to eat this? I don't think he even knew what it was at the time, but that, it was very charming, and he treated my family great. And then just the talent, right? He was so self-deprecating about his playing career, but he played parts of 6 seasons during the golden era in the major leagues with some of the all-time greats and against some of those greats. That playing career became the fodder for his amazing comedy career. Johnny Carson basically said that he was the favorite guest and was on The Tonight Show, I think, over 70 times. He had his own sitcom. But at the end of the day, the thing he had the most passion for was being the radio voice of his hometown team. And I think that of all the things you think about in terms of Bob's legacy, that's where I go first. He loved Milwaukee. He loved the Brewers. And if there's one regret, it's that he wasn't able to call a World Series winner for the Brewers, even though they did have the trip to the World Series in 82. And obviously, these last few years have been a lot of fun. But it would have been great for Bob to flash that World Series ring with his hometown team.
Yeah, and I think you felt that with the way the players, specifically Christian Yelich, talked after that Game 3 loss earlier this year. Talking with Len Casper, he is the voice of the Chicago White Sox on ESPN 1000, but of course has roots back here to Milwaukee and WTMJ. What did you learn from Bob that you carry with you today as a broadcaster?
I think the two big things were have fun. When you're doing local MLB broadcasts, it's a everyday thing, and the fans want to feel like you're their friend in the booth, whether it's radio or television, and it's don't pass up an opportunity to have fun on the air and laugh. You don't want it to be a math class. He never missed an opportunity to have fun on the air. I think more importantly for me, especially now that I'm back to my roots doing radio every day, is we often get too caught up in strategy and the statistics, which are numerous in our sport. But when you're doing radio, it's where is the ball, what's the count, what's the score, what's the inning, who's on base, who's batting, who's pitching, and you end up kind of repeating the same information over and over every 2 to 3 minutes, but you have to do it in a fresh way. You can't just say it the same way. And, you know, Bob utilized space in the broadcast incredibly well. You could hear the ballpark sounds in the background. And it's a very old school way of doing it, but I think it's the correct way. And I think for the younger generations, and now that I'm getting a little older, I definitely appreciate that, because at the end of the day, when you're doing radio, guys, you're the eyes and ears of the listener. And so never straying too far from the nuts and bolts and the basics of what's actually happening at that moment. That's what it's all about. And Bob kind of stuck to that script while adding, obviously, his personality and his own unique flair to things. And sometimes not talking is the best choice. And I think Bob was very good at not overdoing it.
When you saw the list of folks that would either reach out or maybe pop in the booth in a city that you didn't expect to see somebody in, when you think back to all the people that wanted just a piece of Bob's time, and were there any of those that just jumped out to you, Len, that over the years that you're like, wait, he listens and he wants to spend time with you, and this person is interested in what we do? Sometimes we can just feel as, oh, we're just baseball broadcasters, but a guy like you just transcended pop culture, that everybody wanted a piece of him.
Yeah, it was everybody. Anyone who would find a way into the press box in the big leagues wanted to talk to Uke. And it we don't have people like that. You know, Vin Scully was certainly like that, the bigger than life kind of personality. And, you know, Bob, I remember meeting Bob Costas in the press box at County Stadium. They were very close, and I've gotten to know Bob since. But he's probably the one that would stand out, that, you know, just running into Bob Costas, and he was just coming to hang out with his buddy Uke. So, I know Norm MacDonald told a lot of stories about Uke and how he worked on the air, and all those stories are true. The funny thing is, Norm didn't have to embellish any of it, and it's just like, truth is stranger than fiction, I guess, in a way. And I know I'm talking just to a lot of people who could probably kind of go through the way Bob would do the broadcast. And, you know, I go back to the days of, you know, along with our producer, Kent Sommerfeld, and our engineer, good old semi-retired Mel Hilger. Mm-hmm. Like, he never mentioned Mel without referencing him as good old semi-retired. And then just the billboards, you know, I remember in particular, the Wisconsin Dental Association read, and the tagline was, the sign of a dentist who cares. You know, but punctuation matters, and Bob took advantage of that, and he would say, Brewers baseball brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association, the sign of a dentist who cares. And, it, you know, that's special, right? And you know, as he would do that read more and more throughout the years, the who cares would just get more dismissive, but it worked, right? And that's the stuff that you can't teach. You have it or you don't.
Len Casper, voice of the White Sox, joining us here. Of course, roots back here to WTMJ in Milwaukee as well. Do you have a go-to Uke story? If anybody ever comes, oh man, you know, you what? Give me a Uke story. Do you have a go-to one?
Oh, absolutely. When I was doing the afternoon sports with Jonathan Green and Phil Cianciola on WTMJ, I don't know how it came up, but the song Rock and Roll Part 2 that everybody knows, you know, da-da-da-da-da, hey! There are no lyrics, basically, in the song. It's just every now and again you hear, hey. But we should come up with a version that has Uke's you know, hey, get up, get out of here. So I just kind of, it took me 5 minutes to do it, and we had fun with it for a couple of days. And my wife, Pam, who actually worked at the station at the time, told me this morning, and I didn't know it was her, but she actually snuck the tape to Bob for him to hear it. And a couple of days later, they're in Boston at Fenway Park, and I was in the studio, and someone said, hey, you got to come in the engineering room. There's a call from the Brewers radio booth. So I get on the phone. It's Kent Sommerfeld. He goes, hey, Uke wants to talk to you. And now I'm going, uh-oh, what did I do? And Bob said, and I'll never forget it, I thought we were friends. And then for the next 5 to 6 minutes berates me with every cuss word known to man about how I embarrassed him and blah, 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 blah. And then he paused, and I'm just like, I cannot speak. And he goes, nah, I'm just kidding. And it was that moment where I knew that I had finally kind of gotten into that, whatever that inner circle was, and he just got a kick out of that and laughed. Oh, gosh, he thought it was so funny. But when Bob spoke, he listened, and I think he knew that I would panic, and he milked it for all it was worth. It was great.
Did you get a nickname from him, Len?
I was Lenny. I was Lenny Casper to Bob, and I was proud of that. Most people call me Len, but Bob could call me whatever he wanted.
Amen to that. I feel the same way.
Len, I certainly appreciate the time. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, jumping on and sharing your stories around Mr. Baseball.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Len. We'll see you in spring training.
You got it.
Len Casper, voice of the Chicago White Sox, of course, roots back here to WTMJ, long time with WTMJ. It's a great story. I had not heard that one before.
He's got more than that, too, I promise
you.
Oh,
yes, certainly does. More of your stories that we'll share, of course. We're still going to be joined by Adam McKelvey coming up, and we are going to be joined by Buster Olney, who will share some perspective on the passing of Mr. Baseball and Bob Uecker as we continue on ESPN Wisconsin.